This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As pandemic weeks turn into pandemic months, many questions are still kind of hanging around out there about how we know what we know about COVID-19. Where is it? Who has it? Who has had it? One of the major limiting factors in testing for the virus is the availability of supplies for test kits. Michigan radio reporter Sarah Swick has been looking into this for us, and she joins us now. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, April.
We hear so much about COVID-19 test kits, but what is a test kit, really?
Well, it's kind of funny because before I really started looking into this particular story, I had already been doing a lot of reporting on testing and test kits, and I don't know that I ever actually grasped what a test kit really is before I did this. So really, it's essentially three things. It's just a swab to stick up someone's nose to take a sample to try to identify whether or not they have the virus. It's a clean vial of some kind that they can put that swab in. And then it's a liquid medium used to transport the swab in the vial, which can be, I believe, any number of things. I'm not an expert on that, but it has to be something that won't interfere with testing on the lab end. So the PCR, polymerase chain reaction testing that they do to actually test for the virus on the lab end, it has to be something that's not going to mess up that chemical reaction. So it's just those three things, the swab, the vial, and the transport medium.
Got it. So what kind of obstacles have states and cities and institutions been running into when they're trying to get the tests?
So quite a few. So Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has talked a lot about testing. He says he's obsessed with it and is really pushing the idea of trying to test as many people in the city as possible. And he's been pretty good in general, his administration, about securing tests for the city, relatively more successful than some others, but they've still encountered some major obstacles. So basically, back when they first were trying to order some kits, apparently they ordered 5,000 from China, but those were held up by the Food and Drug Administration. So Duggan actually talked to the head of the FDA, Dr. Stephen Hahn, and Hahn got them released. And then Duggan said this is what happened when they ordered some more test kits.
So we ordered another 20,000. They got embargoed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture at a Romulus warehouse. But Senator Debbie Stabenow stepped in, and with the federal government's help, they released the 20,000 kits.
That is just crazy. So Detroit has had, relatively speaking, some success at getting tests. Would you say that their approach has been essentially different than other places or groups that are trying to get the kits right now?
Well, I don't know if their approach has been essentially different, but the difference may be this. Duggan is a former hospital CEO. He's well-connected within that industry, and he has some strings to pull, and he's been pulling them. One of the biggest, perhaps, that he's pulled is going to Dr. Roberto Romero, who is the head of the National Institutes for Health Program for Perinatal Research and Obstetrics, which is housed in Detroit. And they do all sorts of research on high-risk pregnancies. So Duggan basically turned to them for the testing supplies that needed to open up the drive-through testing site at the former Michigan State Fairgrounds. So basically, what Romero said he did was he went to his stockpile and he had a bunch of Dacron swabs that he used for taking swabs from pregnant women. And he says those are basically the best kind of swabs to use for COVID-19 tests, and some tubes to put the swabs in. And they also found a transport liquid to protect the swab. This is what he said they actually did.
And in essence, we provided approximately 14,000 swabs with tubes and media, and they were prepared by volunteers.
So Romero and his team are still providing some test kits as needed for Detroit, but Detroit is also, you know, they're also sourcing them from other places now.
Sarah, in terms of availability overall, would you say that things are getting better out there or worse? I mean, where are we in terms of where the state would like to be with test kits?
So I talked to Dave Coulter. He is the Oakland County executive, and he told me that the testing supply situation is getting what he called incrementally better, especially on the lab end when it comes to lab capacity for actually processing these tests. But Coulter said that they need to scramble for supplies constantly, and that takes up a ton of time and bandwidth at their emergency operations center, which is basically going all full blast these days. So they're looking basically to different suppliers for the different supplies that make up the test kit, and they're just basically trying to find the stuff to assemble the kits any way they can. And Coulter said that it's also created this situation where you have all these different groups trying to get supplies and they're competing against each other.
We're not only just competing against, you know, Ohio and California, but we're competing against other nations. And so the supply chain issues have been very, very challenging.
So Coulter said that actually these swabs, which are not really high-tech things, have been one of the biggest bottlenecks in the supply chain. But basically, he says the whole thing is just kind of an inefficient mess, and that if we'd followed any kind of pandemic playbook that's out there, it would be the federal government that's at least organizing a kind of network to secure these supplies with its buying power and filter those down to the states and counties. But he said Oakland County realized pretty quickly that wasn't going to happen and that they would have to scramble for things on their own.
And wait a minute, haven't there been some issues with federal supplies even when the U.S. government does step in?
Well, it looks like there have been. Governor Whitmer said recently that the state of Michigan got a big shipment of swabs in, but they were 100% foam swabs. And there are different kinds of COVID-19 tests, and the foam swabs aren't ideal for most of those tests.
And so when our shipment from the federal government comes and it is 100% foam swabs, it means we can't execute all of these other tests that we have.
So, Sarah, would you say that when it comes down to the average person wanting to get a test, would you say that Michigan is anywhere near where it would like to be with testing on demand?
It's getting, like Dave Coulter said, incrementally more toward that point. But the state's most recent goal, they said they want to be testing 30,000 people a day, especially as we look to reopen the economy more and more people are going back to work. And we want to make sure those people don't have the virus. But we're still really not anywhere close to what public health experts think that we should be, which is the number I saw, which was at minimum somewhere around 58,000 tests a day. And it's really because of these supply chain issues and sort of that the federal government has kind of abdicated the job of trying to organize these things. So in short, yeah, things are kind of getting better for people who want to get tested. And, you know, certainly more people with a wider range of symptoms or even no symptoms can get tested, but it's not where we need to be.
It's our own reporter, Sarah Swick. You can read her write-up on access to supplies for COVID-19 test kits at michiganradio.org. Sarah, thank you so much.
Sure thing.